you want to stay in this position, situation that's a little bit off key. It's not so bad, but it's a little off key. Or do you want to jump into the discordance, get way off key, so you can find the harmony again?
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we inspire and activate women in their power, in their magnetism, and in their bliss. I am your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. I'm here to activate you, your magnetism, your radiance, my loves. Fellow ecstatics, life can throw some curveballs at us, right? There can be moments in our life where we feel like we have to take these leaps of faith, where we have to take these chances, seemingly take action that we don't always see the net that is ready to catch us. We don't always see the wind that is ready to pick us up and allow us to soar. It takes great courage in these moments. And we have our wonderful guest here today, Laura Christine, who is here to talk to us about courage and her personal experience with the power of this word. She is a courageous woman. She left a toxic marriage to come home to herself. And Laura shares her story openly and without shame to inspire other women to show up for themselves, to do what is best for them, of course, with courage. Laura, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm already tearing up. It's such an honor and it's such a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, Alara.
Oh, my love, this is such a powerful conversation. I'm so thrilled to get into this, right? And just dive into this. So before we go into your story, what is courage to you?
It's so many things, but the strongest thing arising right now is the ability to come home fully into myself and trust that my inner knowing is the right knowing for me to follow. That's courage.
Wow. Yeah, because we're not taught that, right? We're not taught to trust ourselves. It's so funny in our society, it's all about scientists and doctors, and they are valid and we need them. And we have like wisdom. We are intelligent beings. Yes, I really feel that. And I love how you're saying coming home to yourself. Obviously, you've had a very strong and powerful experience with courage. So how does this coming home to yourself with your story, how did that arise? Needing, feeling the need, feeling the pull to come home to yourself, and then the actions to actually have the courage to do so.
It started with a realization that I was still a people pleaser in this marriage that you talked about, that I was still trying to fix myself so that my situation would be fixed. I am not alone in that, and I know it, because when I started to talk about this situation, I can't tell you how many other women said the same thing was happening for them. It's like we take on all this responsibility to make our relationships work, to raise our spouses or husbands or partners, and think that if something is wrong in the relationship, it's because we're not in alignment with ourselves enough. So I kept trying to fix myself, and I recognized one day, it takes what it takes, right? I recognized I'm not me. I knew I could feel my light was dimmer than it had been previously and than it is now, thankfully. So it started with a realization. I am not fully me. And it took courage to decide. I chose to do something different, which means to leave. And I didn't make, this is something that I want to stress actually, I didn't make a decision, okay, I'm leaving and this is done and it's for good. I made the decision to take a month and go live somewhere else because I needed that space and I didn't have it. So I made the decision to go and get that space for myself and see. You don't have to know the outcome of every choice before you make it. I just wanted to see what it felt like not in that situation for a month. I'm laughing just because of how incredible the lessons were. How much grieving I did, how much crying I did. I dug a hole for a tree to plant because I had to do something with this energy. How much space I had, learning what to do with that space that I then had. I got therapy, so happy that I got the therapist that I had. And having stepped away from it, I was able to see how far away from myself I was. But I couldn't see how far away I was from myself when I was in the situation. So I had to step back.
I mean, I really feel you as you're talking. Like, I feel how intense this entire experience was for you and really truly how deeply connected you are to it, which I want to honor you because it's so powerful. You are really connected to that experience. And I feel like that's what really allows you to speak to it, you know, because you are literally like, as you are speaking, wow, I'm like in it with you. I'm like feeling it. And not everybody can do that, you know, and that is so beautiful because when you speak like that, wow, people can feel it, even if they're aware or not aware, whether they can feel it. So I deeply honor you for staying connected to an experience that was no doubt painful and challenging. And I loved how you said that oftentimes we can't see it. You know, when we're in it, we can't see it. But there was something that said to you, right? There was something that said, hey, something's not right here. You mentioned like you were beginning to realize your light was dim, you know, you weren't really feeling it. Can you explain a little bit maybe of what that was? Because I think it's so important to really realize that we don't know what we don't know. And we have to be available to seeing what is blind in our blind spots.
I agree. A few of the things that I think might help people sort of recognize it in their own life. I would wake up, and this is not like me. I would wake up every day and feel almost a sense of dread. Very not like me at all, but I started to do it every day for a while, and I recognized that. When my husband would come to bed, he'd usually stay up later than me. One, I had requested that he would not kiss me to sleep or kiss me when he came to bed because one, he was drinking. I'm not into that. And two, I didn't want to wake up. I didn't want to be woken up. But he didn't listen because he wanted to kiss me. I guess he thought it was an act of love or something. But really, it was disrespecting my request. And it didn't feel good. So if something doesn't feel good, it's not good. Those were two main things. And I know it revolves around bedtime and sleeping, but really, when you're going to sleep and when you're waking up, that's when the truth is so present because your subconscious is active then. Feel how you feel when you're waking up. Are you constantly drained throughout the day as well? Are you constantly feeling like you're sort of fighting against your partner? Not like you're in arguments or anything, but you know that, here's another one. You see the potential. You see the potential. You feel it. Sometimes he shows it or she shows it or whoever your partner or friend or whatever may be. They may show it, but it keeps coming back to the sense of, I have to do some more work. I have to do some more work. Usually, if you're ultra spiritual like I can be, it's, I have to do more work on myself because I'm not content in my life. And I should be content in my life because if I'm that spiritual, I should just be able to be content no matter what. More forgiving, more compassionate, more loving, more patient, any of that kind of thing. We get stuck in that trap of sort of the spiritual enlightenment or advancement kind of things. But really the lesson is, I don't deserve this and I can leave.
There's so much there that I would love to go into. And one of the things that really stands out is, yeah, I don't deserve this, right? Like, it's really important to understand when we're in a space where there isn't a reciprocal energy that, like you said, feels good. Like, if it doesn't feel good, guess what? It's not good. Like, and I love how you talk about early in the morning, because that is such a profound time of the day, right? And I just want to really, again, emphasize that to listeners. Yeah, if it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel good. And it's not always this could be anything, right? This could be your job. This could be a relationship. This could be a friendship. This could be family. It's not always toxic in the context of what we deem toxic, like abusive and all of that. My marriage wasn't at all. We had a very good marriage. We're still really good together as we share children. But I was experiencing a very similar thing. There was a lot of no's in my body. I was very numbed down. And I always felt like who I was wasn't good enough. And so I was always like, oh, I got to do better. I got to do better. But it was things that were irrelevant to like my actual heart. You know, I was wanting to do better to please him. And so he was by no means a negative, toxic person in and of himself. However, absolutely the situation, you know, I could call it, I don't know if I'd call it toxic, but it definitely wasn't true to me, right? And again, just coming back to like, it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's such a good thing. Like, does it feel good, right?
Yeah. And it can be a habit of yours. Absolutely. We're talking about kind of the external things, but maybe you're in a habit that actually doesn't feel good. Same thing. You can get out of it.
Yes. 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 And so, you know, when you decided, you said that you took this month apart and wow, again, I could really feel you in that space of the grieving and all of the emotion that you went through. And I'm presuming that it was like, oh yeah, this is good, right? This is what I need. Can you kind of tell us what happened in that month and moving forward? And, you know, again, some of the, I always say it's like kind of digging deep, right? Courage asks us to dig deep in your experience.
Yeah, so I dug a hole so I could plant a tree.
Oh, yeah. Literally, you dug deep.
I literally did. I gave myself as much grace as possible in this situation. I, at the moment, was self-employed, and I just basically took the month off. Thank God I could. I understand that's not accessible for everyone to be able to do, but we have our ways of coping. This is something I think most people don't understand, because when you don't know what's going to happen, there's fear there. The unknown is scary and it brings up fear. So we think it might be worse. If I leave, it might be worse. No, you have ways to cope. You're a woman, for crying out loud. You can cope. I promise. And yeah, and it will come. What you need will come. That's the courage, though. It takes courage to trust that and to take that step. So yes, I did that. I cried a lot. I learned how much I was afraid to not be on the same page. So I wanted him to understand why I left, what was happening, and he couldn't. In this situation, he literally cannot understand. So I had to learn that not everybody's going to be on the same page as me, that unfortunately, I want everything to be in harmony. I'm a Libra, 5 planets in Libra. I want harmonious life, everybody on the same page. We're all just chill. Sometimes it has to get discordant so that the harmony can come in, because otherwise it's going to stay just a little bit off key. Oh, it's really painful. Sometimes we have to go way, way, way off key in order for the harmony to come back in.
Yeah, I mean, like literally when you think of music and you think of something being off key, which I'm really good at. I'm really good at being off key. You know, it's like this, like, oh, this doesn't quite, like, it doesn't quite fit. It doesn't quite resonate.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about it. Do you want to stay in this position, situation that's a little bit off key? It's not so bad, but it's a little off key. Or do you want to jump into the discordance? Get way off key so you can find the harmony again. Oh, I'm getting chills.
I did too. I was just like, wow, that's beautiful. You should definitely like trademark that.
Noted. That
was wonderful.
But I learned how to say no. Huge thing. He was sending me desperate texts telling me, it would go back and forth between sort of angry and sort of, I love you, come back. You destroyed my life. The only way to fix it is for you to come back. It was really hard because, again, I wanted him to understand what was going on. I was on the phone with my mom because she knows how to say no. So I called my mom and I said, look, he keeps texting me. I don't know what to do. She said, you just need him to stop. And for the first time, I'm like, oh, yeah, that is what I need. let me take into consideration what I actually need. I wrote in the little text thing, I just need you to stop. I felt sick. My body hurt. It was literally in pain because I thought that was going to cause him distress to send that text. However, I knew, okay, this is what I need. I have to find the courage to just click that little arrow that makes it go. I sent it. And do you know what happened? He sent a text back that said, okay. And that's it. And that was it. And the desperation stopped at the moment. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. I survived. It. Like, oh, whoa. I learned that I can actually say what I need and no one's going to die.
I'm laughing, but it's so true. You know, I'm laughing, but it's really something that we subconsciously believe. And again, you know, it's like really important the listeners hear you on that. Like, yeah, I can state what I need and desire and stand in that and nobody's going to die. That's not going to kill anybody. And it's interesting because I too am a Libra, but I have Mars in Scorpio. But what I've realized is it's also a lot of nervous system energy that when we're very little, and for those of us who are, you know, like beings of light that are really here to live in our truth, what we experience when we're young is that there's a discourse in what we're feeling vibrationally in our nervous systems, in our bodies, and what everybody is showing us. So families coming home, people around us, they're like pretending everything's okay. Meanwhile, our bodies are not saying everything's okay. And it doesn't feel good. Like our bodies don't feel good. And we're like very little and we're like, how do I make this stop? This doesn't feel good. And we start this people pleasing, like, let me make mom happy. Let me make dad happy. Let me make everybody happy. Oh, that feels so much better in my body, right? Meanwhile, we just don't understand, like, this isn't mine. You know, these emotions, this energy that I'm feeling isn't mine. And so we start this practice of like, everybody around me needs to be happy so that I feel good in my body. And yes, the courage to say, no, screw that. What's going to make me happy? And all of you get to deal with your own unhappiness. You know, like I can help you, I can inspire you, I can make you laugh, but you're not my responsibility, right? Like I don't have to carry this weight for you. And I really feel like this was like what you were feeling and experiencing with your husband, right?
And actually, as a child, unbeknownst to me, of course, we don't know, we don't actually recognize that as a child up through, I had no idea that my mother was actually hiding how she was suffering, basically, and trying to make the things work. And I hesitate to share much because it's not mine to share. But the part that is that I am a very sensitive being as a little girl. I had to have known. I had to have known, and that has to be why I was so sad a lot. Sadness is what I've carried through, and I get it now, 100%. Wow, I get it now. And I'm 40. I didn't know it until a few months ago.
Wow. And, you know, again, these moments of courage, it's also ingrained in our bodies and in our subconscious mind. Like, again, going back to this, like, if I choose what I want, other people are going to suffer to the point of death, right? Like, I really want to emphasize that because that, like, what you said, I want to go back to what you said of, like, texting him, I need you to stop, made you feel so sick to your stomach. Like, I want the audience to really feel the depth of that programming, right? That like, if I really own what I want, oh my God, like the whole world is going to collapse. And that's where the courage really lies, right? And like, no, I need this. I need this. I'm going to breathe into my body. Fingers crossed. Right?
Yeah.
And then like, hey, nobody died.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And not only did nobody die, but wow, like the spaciousness, yeah. Right? The release, the, oh my God, I can breathe.
It really was an act of liberation of myself. Wow. I freed myself a little bit, but enough to keep doing it. Ugh.
Yeah, the liberation of self, you know, it's profound. And again, this can be literally in any space, right? This could be in our work. This could be in a variety of different relationships, just things that we've basically agreed to on some level. And then saying, hey, you know what, this thing I agreed to, it doesn't work for me anymore. And there's a big no there, and having that courage to say no and take that step. So, you know, just continuing the full story here. Okay, so you left him and kind of moved through. And I want to do touch on one thing, the crying and the grieving. Like, I want to honor you because it's so important to grieve. It's so important to cry and grieve that version of you that is dissolving. You know, the version of you that is literally dying, which you had a life with that person, right? There is a whole process and structure that you had that you have to say goodbye to. And there is a grieving process there. So I love how you so powerfully spoke to that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to grieve. Then what happened? What transpired for you?
Magic. Nothing short of it. I found a new place to live on the island. I was on Oahu. I had the best roommates you could ask for. We're all still friends. I was only there for 4 months, and then it was time for me to move on. That's how I kind of roll. I feel I live somewhere until it's time to go, and then I know that it's time to go. I follow where it tells me to go. And this time it was travel, visit friends. I hadn't seen anybody in over 7 years because that's how long I was on Oahu. And It's far, far away. So I drove around the country and visited a lot of friends that I knew from before, some that I only had met online. It was so magical. And every single time I would go somewhere, something else would open up. I didn't have a real agenda. I just knew that I was going to be traveling. I knew that I'd hit Minnesota because that's where my family is. And I knew I was landing in California. What I didn't know is I would be in Utah for 2 months. What I didn't know is that I would meet a real fun friend in Colorado and hang out for a week and then go see him again in Pennsylvania. And we still talk. I didn't know that I would be coming to Vermont to visit one of my roommates, Jared, who moved out here to be closer to his kids. And now I live in Vermont because that turned out to be home. So I think there was some karma there between us, some good karma, where we got to be good friends. And then he actually showed me where my home was. There is so much that I can say about my travels. And I do share it on my podcast as well, 100 Ways. But the magic that opened up and the different people that I met, I had to trust that my path would open itself up to me. And it does. Each step reveals the next. But you have to take that one step that you can see. And then you'll know the next one. That's the challenge, is not seeing where the path is going, just seeing the next step on the path and trusting that it's going to reveal the next.
Absolutely. The step that's in front of you, step on that and trust that that next step is going to open up for you. You know, when we're talking about courage, you know, really courage exists because of fear, right? Like we fear what you're referring to, right? Like we fear what we can't see. Like, what do you mean there's go forward? There's no path there. Where do you want me to go? And it's like, well, the step's right there. And it's like, great, but where does it lead to? I got to know. I want to know. You know, this need to know is it can be very gripping. And the fear of the unknown, the fear of what's going to happen. Of course, that's where the magic is. But, you know, fear exists, right? And fear is very much in our bodies and it's very visceral to our nervous system. Did you have any specific ways that you worked with fear, and or do you have any advice for the audience of what happens when it's just like, but I'm so scared? And or that little voice is like, are you effing crazy? What do you think this is going to, your life is going to be ruined. Who do you think you are?
So all of that, yes, I've experienced. One of the things that helped me a great deal when I was feeling all sorts of anxiety with this friend that I met in Colorado, it's interesting. The first, or after you are leaving, after you've left something unhealthy, and a healthy relationship is scary too. Any kind of new relationship is so scary because you don't want to repeat it. So you're looking for red flags everywhere. And I had so much anxiety. Yin yoga helped me. I have a lot of different tools. I meditate, I run, I do art. I'm a musician, I sing. And that's another thing that helps as well. In fact, one song in particular brings me home. It just, I will sing it once and probably obliterate it because I'm crying, and you can't cry and sing at the same time. I can't anyway. But if I keep singing that song, it brings me home. That and yin yoga were the two things that helped me with that. The other thing, journaling, and then allowing myself to be uncomfortable and talking to myself in sort of a logical way about it. Of course I'm uncomfortable. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what my life is going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to make money. I don't know all of these things. Of course I'm feeling uncomfortable. Also, it's freaking cold here and I am not used to being cold and I don't like it. And it's okay to not be comfortable all the time. What can I do now? I can take a hot bath. Okay. Oh, at least my bones warmed up for a second. I can talk to friends. Get your network. Talk to your friends. I can sleep. I can nap. Oh, I can write music or sing. Do whatever creative activity you do, baking. Yeah. Be in nature. For me, nature is a healer, of course, in the dead of winter in Minnesota, where I was this last year. It was stupid, but you can even get outside sometimes in the winter and play in the snow or do something, move, dance. Be afraid. Actually be afraid. That's cool too.
But don't I love let how it you're just, stop you. You're just owning it, right? Like, yeah. I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. Guess what? That's okay, right? Yeah. Like, this is an uncomfortable circumstance. I don't know what's happening. I don't know how I'm going to make money. And I don't like the cold. Like, you're just, like, letting yourself, like, it's like letting the little kid, right? Yeah. It's like, I don't like the cold. I'm uncomfortable. Okay, I hear you. Like, sweet. Like, that's what, you know, like, yeah. This isn't what I want. Okay, yeah, this isn't what we want, right? Like, yeah. Like, have... the tantrum.
All the while knowing that literally I am going to know what I need to know when I need to know it. And I can't know it beforehand. So trying to force myself to know the next thing before the next thing is ready to be known, it's pointless. So do whatever I can to get home. And that means pull all my energy into myself, get home in myself. One thing that that has helped me a lot. Breathe into my pussy. Breathe into my pelvic floor. Right? Hell yeah. Breathe there and focus. That is our root chakra. That is where we are home. We're stable. We're secure. We're rooted in that place, in our pussy. Breathe into it. Get there. Just be here now. Just like all the masters tell you. How yes. to do it though? How to do it? They just say, be here now. It's like, well, how do I do that? Stop thinking. How do I do that? Well, that's a challenge. Breathe into your pussy.
We should start telling the Mel Gurus, breathe into your pussy. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have one of those. Bummer for you. Well, the rest of us are going to do just that.
I know. I think breathe into your heart maybe for them, possibly ankles. I'm not sure. I haven't really explored that all that much.
Yeah, I feel like it's more of their heart. It's very easy for them to be down into their sexual organs. They need to be more, yeah. Yeah, and I really love what you said, like, where is my comfort? What can I do right now to help myself feel more comfortable, right? It is like that little kid again, like, I don't want this. This is okay. What can I do? You know, do you want a blanket? You know, do you want, like, I just keep getting this image of a little kid. Like, I want a snuggie, like, whatever you need, like, let's make it all comfortable for you. Yes. We're in a not so comfortable environment, having those tools for yourself. Like, you named off so many. Nature is phenomenal. After my divorce, I was in nature every single day. And the minute I'd be like, I would just go out to her and she just would just suck it right out of my body. Like, by the end of the walk, I was always just like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not going to die, right? Like, I'm good. And so she's so powerful. I loved how you spoke about singing and your music and breathing into your pussy and journaling, right? Like, it's so important that we not only have one tool, but we have several tools that we can pull from in any given moment that, okay, what's available to me here now and what really resonates the most. I think that's really powerful and very wise information that you're bringing forth. Yes. So, Laura, how can people find you and hear more of your story and your journey and connect with you?
The best way is on my podcast. I actually have taken on a full-time job. So my podcast is where it's all at, which is called 100 Ways. It's actually a daily podcast. So I have some very short episodes. And my journey is sprinkled throughout as a series, kind of a series within the podcast. Facebook is where I hang out, but you'll get that link over at the podcast. So I would just go there.
Wonderful. Yes. Kudos to you for a daily podcast. My gosh. But that's wonderful. Like, I want to say to the listeners, you know, if there could be like some really quick bite-size information, you know, that they can mm-hmm. grab, kind of grab and go.
Yeah, it totally is. And it's like, I share the things that I've learned through this journey too, but little tiny bites and not necessarily scenarios that I went through, just some wisdom that I stumble upon and I'm like, oh, I got to share that.
Mm, delicious.
I really and it's all that. About coming home to self.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, with that said, let's move into our activation. Let's literally like come home. Let's come on in. Let's reconnect. Let's feel ourselves. And so I always say to the listeners, you know, just, you know, if you're driving, keep your eyes open. And you can always come back to this at any point. And there's nothing that you have to feel during this circumstance, during this experience. Just know that your body is very, very intelligent. And whatever you feel and experience is perfect for you. Okay. So if it's possible, go ahead and close your eyes. And let's just start by taking some nice deep breaths in through our nose, out through our mouths. And if it's possible for you to sigh, let yourself sigh or exhale audibly. It's really psychological response, telling your body to let go, telling your body to relax. Ooh, yes, beautiful. And taking your awareness down to your pelvis and taking a breath all the way down into your pelvis, feeling what you're sitting on, feeling the chair that you're sitting on, feeling that subtle gravitational pull on your body, and allowing yourself to just let go, to exhale into that pull, letting yourself drop down into your body, letting yourself drop down into this moment, surrendering and softening. Surrendering and softening. Yes, 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 yes. Let's take our awareness to our pussies and let's breathe down into this space. This is our root chakra. This is the root of our body. This is the root of our being. This is where our safety lives. This is where our Shakti, our creative life force energy lives. This is where our aliveness lives. Your aliveness lives here. Yes, yes, yes. So softening, setting the intention as you breathe into your pussy right now, you are softening. Softening it, softening your body, softening your being into your own aliveness, softening and opening, opening up to more of you, opening up to more of your power, opening up to more of your courage. Yes, beautiful. And just keep breathing all the way down there. If you feel called, you can even place your hand over that area of your body and place your hands there so you can feel yourself and feeling your body and feeling your being, feeling this beautiful connection to the seat of your power right here, right now, this beautiful connection to the seat of your power, my love. Yes, and breathe. And we're just inviting right here, right now, the root chakra to open more, asking the root chakra to open more, asking and calling in a sense of safety into the body, calling in a sense of safety and connection to our great mother, Mother Gaia, connecting in, opening and connecting into that sense of safety, that no matter what you're experiencing, my love, you are safe. No matter what you are experiencing, you are fundamentally safe, safe, safe here now, safe, 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 safe in your courage, safe in your choice to choose you, safe in taking those leaps, safe, safe, safe to prioritize what makes you feel good, safe, okay? And breathing, setting that intention, I am safe, setting the intention of safety within the body, setting the intention to cultivate more safety within the sense of the self so that you can take more actions of courage, that you can take more actions that are aligned deeply within yourself. I'm going to bring in some sound. Keep your focus on the root. Keep your focus on your pussy and keep your focus on this word safe, safe, safe. Breathing and receive. Creating more space for a sense of safety in the body. Exhaling, you're releasing. You're releasing any tension. You're releasing any belief structures out through the breath now that suggests that you are not safe in and of yourself. You are not safe. Releasing these now. Keep breathing. Calling in that safety with your breath. Exhaling out the tension. Nice deep breaths. Expanding the root chakra. Increasing the safety of the nervous system now. Yes. Safe in your choices, safe in your truth, safe in your authenticity, safe in your power, my love. You are so incredibly powerful and you are safe. You are safe to express that power. You are safe to feel that power. You are safe to bring and actualize that power into your physical reality. Yes. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. By the perfection of three, the divine trinity, it is complete. Aho. Go ahead and open your eyes. Laura, my love, thank you so much for sharing so incredibly authentically from your heart, inspiring women to be courageous in their life.
Thank you for holding this space for all of us.
And by all means, audience, check out her podcast and share that with your fellow ladies. And check out Laura on Facebook and Instagram. Connect to her as wherever you feel is available for you. And as always, share this episode. This is such a powerful message for anybody, really literally for everybody, because there are always times within all of us that we don't feel good and that we doubt our capacity to shift and to change and to take those leaps. So share this episode. Make sure you subscribe. And until next time on the Ecstatic Woman podcast, love you all so very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast as you experience each new day. We want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.